Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 18th, 2021, and this is episode 14 of the Context and Clarity podcast. This is the podcast where my goal is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring themes around finding your way as an architect, and maybe even the evolution of your practice. In yesterday's episode, I talked about niches and evolving from one niche to another. Sometimes I think that evolution is a natural extension of your growth as a professional or maybe as a firm. It's not without its challenges, but I think it can make for a smoother journey if you go about it that way. But every once in a while, I see a firm that tries to jump both feet into a new pool because, well, there's work there, or there's money there, or maybe they anticipate higher fees there. And honestly, I don't think that most of those leaps actually work out that well. If you missed yesterday's episode, or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 13. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. There's lots of great conversation, lots of great comments there, and there's a lot to learn. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I get into the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining that group and becoming a part of those live conversations and that community. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, to YouTube, and to Twitch. My co-host Catherine McPhail will join me again as we welcome Mike Michalowicz. He's the author of a number of books, including Profit First and Fix This Next. These are two books that I hear coming up a lot in conversation in entrepreneurial circles, so I'm excited to talk to Mike. To kick off our conversation with Mike and to continue on our theme, we'll start with a question. What's the most important change an architect needs to make right now in their business? I'll be honest with you. I've read Mike's books and I'm a fan. I'm not sure there's anyone that's better at reducing a business problem down to its essential elements and then building up simple systems to address the problem. So I know that Mike is the perfect person to help us unpack that question. And I also know that it's a loaded question. Before we know what needs to change, we need to know what's wrong. I've talked before about the need for repeatable systems, but if you don't know that you have a problem or what that problem is, you can't have a system to solve it. I have another take that I think meshes pretty well with Mike Michalowicz's Fix This Next, and it's that I don't care if you don't have a certain system in place today. What I care about is that when you realize that you have a problem, when you realize that you need a system, that's when you need to develop the system, or more likely, find or get that system and implement it from there. You need to make progress. You need to be focused on improvement. Think about this. 1% improvement every day leads to exponential change. I'm sure that Mike will have a lot to say on the topic of change and improvement, and it will be interesting to see where the conversation goes from there. So join us for Context and Clarity Live today at 4 p.m. Eastern on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or Twitch. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.